Ukraine security issue.
The Russian soldiers, who for weeks tortured and killed peaceful civilians in villages and towns near Kyiv, have been urgently redeployed to an area near Kharkiv in the east of the country. Since the very first day of Russia's war, Kharkiv has been under constant fire. Now the invaders are obviously planning to take the city at any cost. The Defense Ministry's main intelligence department notes in its Tuesday report that the Russian military units pulled out of action areas are normally given a lot more time for refitting, resupplying and recreating. Therefore, the urgent redeployment suggests either plans for new atrocities in the area or the Russian military command's intention to get rid of those who could testify as witnesses in future international court trials. US prosecutors and experts have joined Ukrainian investigators in collecting accounts from thousands of Ukrainians who suffered from Russian troops. Their documented stories can serve as evidence in international courts, says Ned Price, spokesman for the US Department of State.
Those responsible for atrocities must be held accountable, as must those who ordered them. They cannot and will not act with impunity. We are tracking and documenting atrocities and sharing information with institutions working to hold responsible those accountable. We are pursuing accountability, supporting international accountability mechanisms and NGOs documenting human rights abuses. Right now, at the request of the Prosecutor General of Ukraine, the United States is supporting a multinational team of international prosecutors to the region to directly support the efforts of the Prosecutor General's War Crimes Unit to collect, preserve, and analyze evidence of atrocities with a view towards pursuing criminal accountability.
Ned Price, spokesman for the U.S. Department of State. The eastern regions of Ukraine are where fighting is the fiercest and bloodiest. Having amassed tanks, artillery, and other weapons in huge numbers, the Russian invaders are regrouping in the area of the town of Izum, Kharkiv region, with the purpose of breaking through further south to the Donbas, encircling the Ukrainian forces there, and establishing full control of the whole region. The General Staff of the Ukrainian Armed Forces reports constant indiscriminate shelling of towns in the Luhansk region. In particular, a Russian shell hit a reservoir with nitric acid in the industrial town of Rubizhne. Local residents are strongly advised to stay indoors to avoid poisoning, which is extremely dangerous for the lungs and eyesight. Meanwhile, according to Ukrainian ombudswoman Lyudmila Denisova, the Russian occupiers forcibly take residents of Izum to Russian territory. Russia deports Ukrainian citizens to its territory through a network of so-called filtration camps. According to Russian media reports, more than 600,000 people, including 121,000 children, have been relocated to Russia, Denisova said, calling this practice a war crime and a crime against humanity. The Azov port city of Mariupol, 90% of which has already been destroyed, remains under Russian fire. Bombing and shelling continues around the clock. According to President Volodymyr Zelensky, there is only one explanation. The Russians are leveling Mariupol because it is one of the few areas where they can report at least some success and get decorated. He said that the Turkish government promised to evacuate killed and wounded Ukrainians from the city.
Ми домовились на сьогодні з Туреччиною. Ми шукали посередника, якого будуть сприймати окупанти.
We have a deal with Turkey. We looked for a go-between that the occupiers would not object to. Turkey is ready to send its ships to take wounded and killed residents of Mariupol from the port of Berdyansk. We have the necessary infrastructure ready for transporting the dead and wounded. We are only waiting for Putin's personal go-ahead, said Volodymyr Zelensky. Every day and every night, Kharkiv, Mykolaiv, Dnipro, Odessa and other big cities, as well as areas around these and other regional centers, suffer from Russian long-range missile strikes. The targets are fuel depots, warehouses, logistical centers, and other critical infrastructure facilities located in the central and western parts of the country, hundreds of miles away from the fighting areas. The Ukrainian Air Defense Forces down most of the enemy missiles and are grateful to more than 30 governments for supplying anti-aircraft weapons and ammunition. However, there is still no consensus among NATO allies on the sensitive issue of a no-fly zone over Ukraine. The Ukrainian leadership has repeatedly asked Western governments for more defensive and offensive weapons, above all tanks and aircraft, which the Ukrainian army needs to fight off the outnumbering Russian troops and defend not only this country, but also its EU neighbors from Russia's further invasion. Ukrainian artists and illustrators who adapt World War II posters to the current realities have launched a project called Never Again Gallery. Now, in lieu of German Nazis, posters show Russian invaders of Ukraine, and in lieu of the Red Army, the Ukrainian Armed Forces, Ukrainian volunteers, fighters of the International Legion, and international partners that support the defense of Ukraine from Russian aggression. The artistic project appeals to the historical memory of Western nations, with a call for assistance in a situation very similar to that of 8 decades ago. More than 55 million deaths, millions of refugees, concentration camps, 10,000 destroyed cities and villages. After the Second World War, the entire civilized world said never again. In 2022, Russia said once again, say the authors of the project. All original posters and their adapted versions are available on the interactive platform neveragaingallery.com. Any poster can be downloaded and printed for public display.